अरे
उनसे भाग्य पंखा बंद करा एक आणि दोन एक दोन
हरे कृष्ण
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय
शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्ण। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी। हरे कृष्ण। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 12 बर्थ ऑफ एम्परर परीक्षित श्लोक नंबर 34। दिस वॉज टेकन यस्टरडे ऑल्सो बट वी आर टेकिंग द सेकेंड हाफ ऑफ द पर्पट। ये न संभृत संभारो धर्मपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः वाजी मेधैस्त्रिभिर्भीतो यज्ञैः समयज्जत् हरिम् तेन संभृत संभारो धर्मपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः वाजिमेधैस्त्रिभिर्भीतो यज्ञैः संयज्यत् हरिम् तेन संभृत संभारो धर्मपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः वाजिमेधैस्त्रिभिर्भीतो यज्ञैः संयज्यत् हरिम्
माताजी
what meaning? Tena. With that wealth. Sambhurta. Collected. Sambharaha. Ingredients. Dharma putraha. The pious king. Yudhishthiraha. Yudhishthir. Vaji medhai. By horse sacrifices. Tribhir. Three times. Bhitaha. Being greatly afraid after the battle of Kurukshetra. Yajnehi. Sacrifices. Samyajat. Perfectly worship. Harim. The personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for 3 horse sacrifices. Thus the pious king Yudhishthir, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, please Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Part 2 of the purport, which was not taken yesterday. The Lord has declared openly in Bhagavad Gita how He becomes pleased with us. The same process is practically demonstrated in the life and preaching work of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The perfect process of performing yajnas or sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead, who gets us free from all miseries of existence, is to follow the ways of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this dark age of quarrel and dissension. Maharaj Yudhishthir had to collect heaps of gold to secure the paraphernalia for the horse sacrifice, yajnas, in the days of sufficiency. So we can hardly think of such performances of yajnas in these days of insufficiency and complete scarcity of gold. At the present moment, we have heaps of papers and promises of their being converted into gold by economic development of modern civilization. And still there is no possibility of spending riches like Maharaj Yudhishthir, either individually or collectively, or by the state patronization. Just suitable, therefore, for the age is the method recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of the Shastra. Such a method requires no expenditure at all and yet can award more benefit than other expensive methods of yajna performances. The horse sacrifice yajna or cow sacrifice yajna performed by the Vedic regulations shouldn't be misunderstood as a process of killing animals. On the contrary, animals offered for the yajnas were rejuvenated to a new span of life by the transcendental power of chanting the Vedic hymns, which, if properly chanted, are different from what is understood by the common layman. The Ved mantras are all practical, and the proof is regeneration of the sacrificed animal. There is no possibility of such methodical chanting of the Vedic hymns by the so-called Brahmanas or priests of the present age. The untrained descendants of the tribes born by the families are no more like their forefathers, and thus they are counted among the Shudras or once-born men. The once-born man is unfit to chant the Vedic hymns, and therefore there is no practical utility of chanting the original hymns. And to save them all, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded the Sankirtan movement or Yajna for all practical purposes. And the people of the present age are strongly recommended to follow this sure and recognized path. Om Ajnan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhishcha Krupa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome all devotees for this daily Bhagavatam class. So today is basically in the purport, the second part of the purport. As Srila Prabhupada is saying, that it is openly declared how to please the Supreme Lord, especially in this age of Kali. Kali Yuga means Kalha Yuga. Kalha means disagreements, fights, arguing, criticism, backbiting, and bickering, cribbing, what else, so many things. And which is very common in the blood of the people. Just speak something. Keep on speaking in the wrong way. Actually, as per the Vedic scriptures, moan is better. Better than speaking all this wrong way. Are S.I. is like that, he is like that, she did that, he did that. Actually, Vedic scriptures tell us, certainly we will be coming to Harinam Sankirtan in the Harikatha section of this purport. But just like if you know that prostitute to whom the Bilwa Mangal Thakur, do you know his name before he became a devotee? No, prostitute name, Bilwa Mangal Thakur's name. Anyone? Anyway, he was attracted to that prostitute, and one day when it was heavily raining, flooded and all these things, he went to meet her. That prostitute just told him, if your attraction for me, if 1% of that attraction you have for Krishna, you will become pure devotee. Similarly, we can say something similar. In age of Kali, your tendency is to talk about others and like he is like that, she is like that, it happened that way, they should have done this way, they should have done this way, in Yatra it should be like that, in Prasad it should. We talk about others so much, how others should do, what they did, what they should not do, what they should not have done, what they should not do in the future, past. So much we talk and we discuss. Just like that Chintamani, we can say, if 1% of that, if we talk about ourselves, what we should have done, what we should do now, what we should be doing in the future, and ponder over it, give a thought over it, then like that prostitute said to Bilwa Mangal Thakur, you will become a pure devotee. Similarly, we can say, if we give so much judgments about others, how the Yatra committee should work, how the management should work, how the kitchen should work, how this should work, how that should work, how that devotee should do, how that devotee should not do. If 1% of that, if we give judgment on us, and if we apply that in our life, whatever we judge ourselves, then certainly we can say safely, we can also become pure devotees. But Kali Yuga is judging only others, not ourselves. So Hindi mein wo kahawat hai, kya dusre ki aankhon ka tinka dikhai deta hai, khud ki aankhon ka bhi. I forgot, I learned Hindi in my very childhood before 6. Anyone Hindi wala here? Khud ki aankhon ka tinka, like in English also there is a word saying like that. Man can see the specks in his speck in his eyes, not speck, speck. So a small not his other size, a small fault of others we can see easily. That is Kali Yuga. Then there, not Kali Yuga, that because of such there is Kali, Kala. Because we always can very easily detect a small fault in others, and we cannot detect a big fault in ourselves. And then the Kala starts. It can be between devotees, husband, wife, job, boss, business, whatever. People always they notice. That is the nature of people in Kali Yuga. To notice very quickly a small fault, like I've seen sometimes, this currency notes, when people give and take, while taking, they see note, or yahan se itna phata hai. And while giving, they slowly hide some wrong note and give it out. That is Kali Yuga. We want to see others' faults very nicely. Actually, any wrong tone note or like that can be easily deposited in the bank. It's not something waste. You can just go to the bank and deposit across the counter. But Kali Yuga doesn't allow us to behave so honestly. It will push us to cheat someone else by giving that note when it is darkness, or putting it in between some other notes, like that. So that is Kali Yuga. All of us have that tendency to notice the faults of others, small faults, and our own big faults we don't notice. It's Kali Yuga, basically, we have heard Kalo Dosha Nidhe Rajan, full of faults. What full of faults? If we analyze human beings, yeah, but they are not full of faults. The humans in that running race, they are increasing their, what do you call it, world records, making it better. Like sometime back it was 10 seconds, now it is 9.8 or something like that. They improve. They are full of faults. They are doing, they went to the space and like that. How can they be full of faults? 500 years back, they could not go to the space. So they are improved. So as I took one lecture a few months back about, are someone intelligent or not? So similarly, when we want to say someone is faulty or not, we should know which field we are talking of. Somebody may be very expert in table tennis, but that expertise of table tennis is full of fault in football. He can't take the ball in the table tennis and play the football. It is full of fault, his expertise. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, people have some, what do you say, skills. But why they are called full of faults? Because we are talking that the main purpose of human life is spiritual progress. Or at least progress some way. From tamogun to rajogun to satvagun and then to suddha satvagun. In that process, to follow this process, people may not be full of faults. In fact, they may be experts in Kali Yuga in killing, kicking, hitting, criticizing, they are experts. But if they want to advance or do the activity of spiritual life, then they are full of faults. So when we say full of faults, we have to understand about what we are saying full of faults. So if we see for spiritual life in the past, Vishwamitra Muni and like that, so many sages in Satya Yuga, it was a standard, basic standard. What was the basic standard in Satya Yuga? To do tapasya for 60,000 years. Not only Vishwamitra Muni, many others did that in Satya Yuga. So, just sit at one place, no prasad, no eating, drinking, no even seeing here, there, no, what do you call it, tours and travels and nothing. No need of any job or business also, because you just don't need it. Sit at one place for 60,000 years. Average lifespan in Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga was say 1 lakh years. So 60,000 is 60%. So if we go as per that, in Kali Yuga, even if we take average lifespan, not 100, in today they say 70 years. So 60% of that would make 42 years. So 42 years of tapasya. Just sitting at one place, no eating, no drinking, no moving of eyebrows, no sleeping. To be honest, how many can do it even for 42 minutes? 42 seconds may be with great determination. We have to make great determination for 42 seconds. Sitting without moving. Absolutely. And not only just sitting, focusing on Supreme Lord fully. Some way 42 seconds is, after a great effort, is possible. 42 minutes means it will require months or years of practice. And beyond that, I don't think in Kali Yuga, 42 hours. And not that when you are doing 60,000 years of practice, he was thinking how I will break my fast. I know many of us, sometimes they do Nirjal or Nirjal Ekadashi or Janmashtami or like that. So before Nirjal Ekadashi comes, 15 days before they start planning, how, when, where I will break the fast. After the, and what is the timing? 6:10 and something like that. So Kali Yuga people are practically hopeless. Absolutely no qualifications for spiritual path. They have many qualifications for other things. For other tamoguni, rajoguni things, they have many qualifications. For spiritual path, no strength, no patience, no focus of mind, no stability of mind, no capacity to do any tapasya, even fasting for few hours, occasionally out of no choice we might do, sometimes. No freedom from envy, lust, anger, all these things. Nothing. And so much that hi upadruta, Kali Yuga's, what do you call it, symptoms have been told. Always agitated. So much, we just, if we see from the spiritual point of view, we are a miserable failure. Means the bodies and the people and the, their nature of Kali Yuga. And nature in Kali Yuga. The nature and the bodies and the mind of people in Kali Yuga is a miserable failure. No scope of any way doing any progress. Yes, most of us are chanting Hare Krishna. It is going to work. It is working. Not going to work. It is working. But still, overall, so much disturbance. Even while chanting. In Kali Yuga, we just can't do anything properly. Even eating prasadam, not possible. Even sleeping, we have dreams and thoughts and this and that. Nothing, not even sleeping we can do properly in Kali Yuga. Not even eating. What to speak of chanting. So, this Kali Yuga is a very difficult age for spiritual practice. But Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. And Prabhupada has made it more merciful. If we read Gaur Lila, Lord Chaitanya certainly recommended chanting and dancing and feasting also. But still there was some tapasya involved. Like Pradyumna, yesterday or day before, someone told here, Pradyumna Mishra was sent by Lord Chaitanya to Ramananda Rai. Who spoke that? To Hari. Just yesterday or day before yesterday, someone spoke. I think it's somewhere. I heard some lecture. Pradyumna Mishra was sent by Lord Chaitanya to Ramananda Rai to hear Harikatha. Pradyumna Mishra went to Lord Chaitanya, I want to listen to Harikatha. Lord Chaitanya said, better than me is Ramananda Rai, go and ask him. So he went in the morning, say at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And Ramananda Rai was in another place making some rehearsal for drama or doing some other thing. So Pradyumna Mishra had to wait from early morning, not early morning, but somewhere around 10, 11 o'clock, till evening 5 o'clock. Because he had to hear Harikatha. And he was patiently waiting. And in the evening, Ramananda Rai came. He was informed by his servant that some person, Pradyumna Mishra has come and is waiting for you to hear Harikatha. Then he came hastily. He begged forgiveness like that. And he asked, maybe tomorrow can you come? So Pradyumna Mishra first day went, waited for 5 hours, 6 hours, something like that. Then he went next day, yes, next day he got to hear proper Harikatha for a good long time. But that is the patience. He waited. In Kali Yuga we see many times. Actually, ideally, what should happen? His Grace Sudama Prabhu told here. What should happen? When Bhagavad Katha happens, one of the first Bhagavad Katha was when Sukhdev Goswami spoke to Maharaj
Parikshit.
So what happened? Maharaj Parikshit reached the banks of Ganges first. Then all the sages came and they are waiting for Sukhdeva Goswami. Then came later on. He was made to sit on the raised seat and he spoke. So Sudama Prabhu told that the Bhagavad Katha means all the audience should come first. The main audience, the Yajman, Maharaj Parikshit in this case, he should come more first. And then the speaker comes later on. But in Kali Yuga it happens ulta. The speaker comes and he starts some kirtan. And then one by one, the audience joins in. Kali Yuga anyway, I am not blaming, maybe I am also the part of it when I am not on the Vyasasana. So I don't want to blame anyone. But still, that is the nature of people of Kali Yuga. Totally, I said, absolutely nothing. No qualifications for spiritual progress in any way. Absolutely, yes. Many of us are chanting, are hearing, but not with so many properly. So Lord Chaitanya has given just Urdhva Bahu Kari. Raise your hands and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you will go back to Godhead. It's not joke, it's serious. Actually, if you don't do anything, but just chant, you will go back to Godhead. If you want to make the process little faster, then you can do some things more. But if you don't do anything else, just chant, you will go back to Godhead. Maybe take little longer time or maybe a few lifetimes. But if you want to make it faster, quicker, then few things is like not criticizing others, not offending Vaishnavas, chanting attentively. Like basically when we avoid offenses, we chant attentively. Like that. So that way it can be made faster. It can be quicker. But Lord Chaitanya has guaranteed it. If you just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, we'll chant and go back to Godhead. It's so easy. But we can make it little faster if we can put some effort. If you don't, still it will work. And like Srila Prabhupada, before we move on to some other topic, like Srila Prabhupada said, my books are better preachers. So I'd just like to share one real life example. I think I spoke here once, but a long time back. I just, not just, maybe since 1.5-2 years, there is one devotee, I go to Lonare, as many of you know. It's a college preaching basically. It's not a congregation preaching. It's a college preaching. But from that Lonare place, 10 kilometers away is a bigger town called Mangao. So, in lockdown, there was a person who had a canteen business outside of college. College closed, canteen closed. And previously he had purchased Bhagavad Gita maybe many years back. So lockdown, no job. Means he was not having a job. He was having his business of canteen. No canteen. No other, yes, some things were in the first lockdown. Not much could be done also. Very strict. So he thought, let me read Bhagavad Gita. And in 6 months, he read the Bhagavad Gita cover to cover 7 times. Hari Bol. Good speed. 6 months, 7 times. Bhagavad Gita. Shlokas, translation, purport. And as Prabhupada said, my books will do the preaching. You just distribute the books. And that, 7 times Bhagavad Gita, I doubt if many of us have read Bhagavad Gita 7 times. In whatever number of years we are practicing Krishna consciousness. But he did that. And he started chanting, offering food in the home and everything. So the next step is he wanted to meet devotees. So he thought ISKCON centers, they must be somewhere, maybe Pune, Mumbai, which is like 100 kilometers from this place. Maybe maximum Panvel, which is like 80, 70 kilometers, something like that. Maybe Panvel. I have to go there to see a temple or a center. But then he thought, let me check in Google. Google Guru. Kaliyuga. Most approachable, but most unreliable. Google Guru is most approachable, but don't rely on him much. But still, it is useful in some way. So he opened Google Map and looked for ISKCON. And because we have a center and we have put it on Google Map, he found out ISKCON Nawe. So that Nawe is geographically a very small village. It's because near to college, we have a center over there. It's a college teaching center. So Nawe is just like the village has maybe 100 homes. A small village, only 100 homes. So this man thought, Marangao is such a big place. It's a taluka place. Taluk. Nawe only 100 homes. How can ISKCON be there? He thought Google is wrong. Google is showing it wrong. ISKCON center Nawe. It cannot happen. How can it happen in such a small place? So for 4 months he did not come, even though he wanted to go. Then somehow or other he had a friend who was near our area. He asked, "Arey, aapke yahan pe koi Hare Krishna wale hain kya? Google mein dikhata hai." "Haan, bolte hain, 10-15 saal se hain." Then he came over. So like that. Anyway, so Kali Yuga, we are highly unqualified physically, mentally, intellectually, and Lord Chaitanya has given the process of hearing and chanting. So we heard the philosophy. Let's do some hearing and chanting practically till whatever 15-20 minutes we have. And just to share with you that some of devotees, I and with me, are planning to go to Vrindavan. Just today, tomorrow, they are all starting. I am also going today evening. So was preparing something for Vrindavan to do some katha. So I thought, Hari katha. Just theory is to, we should hear, no, let us hear. So today I will be narrating in whatever 15-20 minutes I have, Krishna Katha. If you know, Krishna was around 11 years, he stayed in Vraj Mandal. He was born in Gokul, Mahavan, means from Mathura he was shifted to Gokul, Mahavan in birth, immediately after birth. First 3 years, 4 months he spent there. And main pastimes were of Vatsalya Bhav. Yes, Vatsalya Bhav was expressed afterwards also, but main. In Gokul Mahavan, the main was Vatsalya Bhav of Yashoda, Nanda, other elderly gopis, gopas. Yes, Krishna was with his friends, but main bhav was Vatsalya Bhav. Then after 3 years, 4 months, he shifted to Chaktikara, Vrindavan. There the main bhav was Sakya Bhav. Krishna grazing calves with boys. The main bhav of Krishna's pastime was Sakya Ras. There was Vatsalya Ras, but main bhav. And he stayed there for 3 years approximately again. 1 year was, out of that 1 year went into Brahma Vimohan Leela. Yes, during Brahma Vimohan Leela, Krishna went with calves and boys, but the calves and boys were Krishna himself. So, and then from there they shifted to Nandagaon and Barsana. Similarly, Vrishabhanu Maharaj was at Rawal, then they shifted to Ral instead of like Gokul, they shifted to Chaktikara, Rawal they shifted to Ral. And after 3 more years, from Ral they shifted to Barsana, and from Chaktikara they shifted to Nandgaon. Nandgaon, the main rasa was Madhurya rasa. Yes, there was Sakya rasa, there was Vatsalya rasa, but main rasa was Madhurya rasa pastime. So that way it is explained. So now, today I will be telling you the journey of Nand Maharaj and all the other Vrajvasis and Krishna and Balaram and their mother Yashoda and Rohini from Gokul to Chaktikara, Vrindavan. I will tell that narration of the journey. So, as Krishna was born or rather, staying in Gokul, many disturbances came there, and Vasudeva predicted that to Nanda Maharaj when Nanda had gone to Mathura to pay taxes. You can expect some disturbances in Vrindavan, you better go back. And before Nanda Maharaj could return, Putana had come and that whole thing had happened. After Putana, Shaktasur came. Putana came when Krishna was 5-6 days old. Shaktasura came when Krishna was 3 months old. Then Trunavarta came when he was a year old. Then when he was around 3 years old, this Yamalarjun deliverance, Damodar Leela happened on Diwali day. So after that few days, means few weeks, all the elderly, there was like Ishta Goshti. All the elderly Gopas, they assembled. And they thought, all of them analyzed, one after another, Krishna is like life and soul for us. But one after another, many disturbances are coming. First Putana, then Shaktasura, then Trunavarta, and then these two big trees, they fell down. Somehow the Krishna was in between, but he was saved. They thought, we feel, all the elderly Gopas said, we find Onanda Maharaj in you, there is no fault. In Krishna, there is no fault. So we have concluded that the fault is in the place. So we feel, Upananda, who was expert in all this, he said, we feel that we should shift to some other place. You are king, please allow us. We feel that some demon is causing all these disturbances. And before the next demon comes, the same demon comes the next time, in some disturbances, we should move. Nanda Maharaj said, if you ask me, I am very happy and attached to stay at Mahavan. He is the king. But he is expressing himself, so even the king, he is not like autocrat, or what you call it, tyrant, or he says, I like Mahavan, I am very much attached. But if you all feel, okay, we'll shift. But then he asked, where we should shift? All of them, Upananda said, we should shift across the Yamuna to Vrindavan, which is between Nandgaon and Gokul, physically in between. And it is full of green grasses, many new plants and creepers, very beautiful for our cows. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, we'll shift. And all the Gopas said, we will shift today. Those who have experienced shifting of their homes, I don't know how many of you. In my childhood we had, because my father was working in Air Force. So it was for sure every 3 to 4 years we had to shift. They would have that postings. Every 3-4 years, no more than that. So we had, no, yahan pe aaye hai to kitna saal rehna hai? 3 ya 4 saal. Uske baad wo posting hone wala hai. So I was born in Bombay, here on the Khar. It was like most desirable area, Pali Hill we are staying. And all the stars were staying around us. In the there was some Air Force colony. It might be still there. But only 6 months. Then I with my parents had to shift it to Bhuj, Gujarat. Then to Gwalior for another 3-4 years. First Gujarat 3-4 years, then Gwalior 3-4 years. And then to Barakpur. Barakpur is like northern tip of Calcutta. Like we have Vasai Virar in Bombay, the Barakpur is like that. It is very close to Panihati. So we had 3-4 years over there. And then my father retired. So we know, again back to Bombay for a few months, and then he retired. So we had that experience of shifting every 3 years. Nothing would be permanent, and we would have big trunks always. After 3 years, pack everything in, put it in trucks, go to the next place. So like that. So, but my father would get at least a month's notice that now you have to shift. Here they decided in the morning they had a Ishta Goshti, and they said, today we should shift. Understand, shifting with everything in the home, shifting permanently. It's not just like going for a picnic, or we already have second home, we'll go there and come back. Within one day, you have to shift totally, pack up everything. So they all unanimously agreed, and all said, very nice, very nice. Immediately all went home and sorted out the household things. Everyone told their wives, and that we have to shift. If some husband comes to the home and tells the wife, so now today we have to shift. Pack up everything. Everything means totally, we'll never come back. Right now, today, the truck is coming in 2 hours. Really big confusion. 2 hours, possible probably? Not possible. So anyway, but they all started packing up things, sorting out the household things. Maybe it's possible when the lives are simple. Simple living, then it's possible. So, but actually they were simple living, but they were also living opulently. They packed all the clothing and the paraphernalia, they put everything on the cart, they put the vessels of gold, silver, brass, bell metal, bronze, copper, so many metal vessels from gold till copper and bronze, they put it around. Everyone, every household had all these things. They put up on their own carts, they prepared the bulls and the cows and the calves and the family members and the elderly. And not only that, in the village there were some brahmanas and the priests. All, total shift of the village. And everything was prepared. Then old men and women and children, they were in another cart, all on bullock carts. Now, they were thinking how to shift. Shall the cows go first, or the bull goes first, or the people will go first, or the things will go first? But then they said, all will go together, but everyone will miss. If I am going, then my family and my household things and my cows, like, I will keep my all things together. And then all will go. But everyone, they kept cows ahead in their own way. And then behind the cows were bullock carts with old men and women. And then behind them were paraphernalia, all of the home. And the other cowherds who were like Kshatriya type, or in fact, most of them, they picked up bows and arrows and they encircled the whole party to protect it. And they were sounding the bugles and the horns. And some bullock carts were for the priest. And the women who were riding on the bullock carts, they started singing about the Krishna's Leela. Prabhupada says, that is the way. Even in Maharashtra, you know this. What is Prabhupada? The way is, when Krishna would perform any pastime, they would just make up poems of it. Because poems are easy to remember and good to sing. And whole Vrajvasis, they would sing. Like in Maharashtra, many of Shivaji Maharaj's activities, they are put into poems. They call it Povada. So this is very good to sing. So Krishna's activities were made into poems. And very detailed description in Anandan Champu is there. How the whole, shifting happened. There are different details. Those who know, they can appreciate. There are different bulls of different age group. And depending on their age, they had number of teeth from 4 to 9 in their mouth. And if you know the cows and the bulls, they only have teeth on the bottom. In the top, they have hard jaw. They don't have individual teeth. And as the bull grows old, the two teeth goes off. So that way. And it is said the bull has nice rounded jaw bones, which look very beautiful. And they are walking as if they are dancing. That is the bulls. They have splendid hooves. Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakh cows. And everyone had many, many cows. And the Anandan Champu, it says, the bulls were little restless. The bulls are little restless in nature. And it says that it shows that they were intelligent. Like Prabhupada says, if a child is very naughty in the childhood, that means he is intelligent. He may be very naughty in the childhood, but he is very intelligent. So, and the bulls were then tied to the yoke to the cart. The bullock carts to carry all those loads, but it specifically mentioned they are yoked to the cart, but they are not tied through the nose. In Kali Yuga, we have to put the rope to the through the nose of the bull, but they are not. And how the bulls were decorated? They all had golden necklace, bulls, all the bulls, and their hooves, horns were gold plated of all the bulls and the cows. That was the opulence. All the bulls and cows of Nanda and every other, and it was so nicely appearing, all the bulls with gold plated horns moving. And attractive necklace in every bull and cow's neck. Golden necklace. Pure gold. 24 carat? Jo bhi hai. Or 22, what is better? 24 is better, okay. 24 carat. And then on the carts, there for the women and old men, there were canopies. And canopies of multiple color cloth, blue, yellow, orange, and whatever, green. And it was looking so beautiful with nice big bullock carts, with nice canopies, and the flags. Flags attract, increase the beauty, but it also has utility. What was the utility of the flags? Any idea? Yes? See, marking is one, but all the bullock carts, four flags in every bullock cart, they actually, yes, beauty, marking, but it was meant to shade from any direction the flags would move. On the four sides, they would shade the canopy. So canopy would shade and canopy should not get hot. Like sometimes we are on the top floor house, it gets hot. So canopy should not get hot. Canopy will first protect the sun, protect from the sun, and the flags would protect the canopies. And they would flutter around. So beauty and utility and cards, all the cards, they are so beautiful that they mocked at the beauty of the devotas, aeroplane, which were flying in the sky. They are also observing. And all the cars were faultless in construction, strong and stout. And they had some of them had humans, means people, some were having vessels. And then they started moving from Mahavan in long line. All the bullock carts and the cows. And it appeared as if there's main Yamuna flowing and another Yamuna coming from the space is coming and merging into this Yamuna. The line of the cows and bullocks and all the things. And there are lines of bullock carts. So much big line. Although they were moving, but from the sky it was appearing that they are not moving. Because such a big line was just continuously like that. And when all of them moved, also it appeared such a big line. It was like a wall of a city. Or a mountain row. And when they moved, so many bullock carts moving, it created deep, you know, if you go to the village, on the same route the bullock carts go, it creates a little furrow or a like valley-like thing. Depression. So a deep depression was created. And while all this movement is happening, all the men are simultaneously shouting orders, Eric, bring here, go there, do this, do that. In such a sound, all are shouting orders, but no one is able to listen to anyone else. Because so much noise of people talking, cows moving, bullocks making their sound, and the bells and the horns, and the people talking. So all the communication was possible only with hand gestures, like this. Although they are talking. And in that, Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna and Balaram, they boarded on one cart. Very beautiful, very beautifully made cart. And Yashoda had Krishna on her lap. Rohini was sitting with Balaram. And then the cart started. Although Yashoda and Rohini were glorifying Krishna in their talks, from a distance, it was seeming that they are arguing with each other. But actually they are glorifying. And then all the guards took and the whole Mahavan, everyone moved. And what remained behind was just plain land. Khali jaga. Everyone moved. And at that time, a beautiful description. Immediately after the decision, one advance party had already gone to Vrindavan. Like advance party we also require for yatras, those who organize, they know. So advance party had gone. And by the time they started, the advance party came back. To report. We have fixed up the location and what we have done, the cleaning or whatever it may be, I don't know. And then they also joined the procession again and they moved on. And this wonderful description given that what were the talks? You know, baby Krishna, 3 years old. 3 year 4 months to be precise. And that time the boys are very inquisitive. And they ask many questions to the parents or elderly people. And they should answer. Actually, so sometimes parents get, he's asking so many things. I say, the parents say, you do something else, or you play with this. But it is told that the parents, or whoever is the caretaker, should answer all the questions of the children, because they are learning so many things. At that age, especially 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. So while moving, Krishna, Yashoda, Balaram and Rohini, having nice talks. So Krishna started asking, Maya, oh mother, please tell me, where are we going today? So Yashoda said, oh, Kana, beta, we are going to Vrindavan. Then Krishna asked, see, these children have, at that age, too many questions and intelligence. Then Krishna asked Maya, okay, if we are going to Vrindavan, when will we return? Then she says, why we should return? See, our homes are also coming with us. Krishna says, home is coming with us. Where is the home? I cannot see. So, see, Balaram is few days elder. So, he's like little elder brother. Those who have been elder brother or sisters, even by few days in a family, or cousins also, elder, they have some, among the children, they have hierarchy, elder. Sorry. So, Balaram is few days elder. And he's like, I'm intelligent. So, Kanha, you see, with us all these vessels and the carts and the bulls and the cows and the clothes and see, this is our home. Now they are coming with us. And then you, these small children, when they get the answer, na, then their response is like in water language, Acha, oh, it is like that. So Krishna wants to show, I also understood. Balaram is trying to show that how homes are coming with us. So Balaram says, see, they are all coming with us. They are homes. And then then Krishna also smiles and he says, oh, yes, yes. And in that small children, you see, 3-4 years, if you experience, I don't know, they go to in train or bus also, they will go near each other and they will paint, like, lovingly paint or hold their hand or do like that. So Krishna, he smiled because he got the answer from Kanha. Not Kanha, Balaram, Dauji. And he went and pinched his cheeks smilingly. And Kanha said, yes, yes, Maya, correct. Our homes are coming. Because I see all other trees also traveling with us. Huh? So, Maya said, no, no, trees are not traveling. Huh? Because we are moving, it appears that the trees are moving. Krishna said, Acha, it is like that. Huh? So, Krishna is learning many things while he's traveling. So, then they go ahead. Then, when Krishna goes ahead, Krishna from the bullock cart sees Yamuna flowing. So, he asks, Maya, Maya, when we go to Vrindavan, will Yamuna will also be there? Yashoda says, yes, yes. Yamuna is also there in Vrindavan. So, Krishna says, okay. That means there are two Yamunas. One in Gokul and one in Vrindavan. Then Rani says, Are Kanha, don't you understand this much also? That there is only one Yamuna, but it flows from there and like that it flows further on. So like that, it is said this talk between Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda is like Amrut Dhara. And then Krishna asks Rani or Yashoda, oh mother, we are doing so much effort, not a trouble, but effort. Of shifting from here, loading cars, everything, cows, calves, to go to Vrindavan. But tell me, what is there in Vrindavan that we don't have here? Why we are doing this whole effort? Yashoda says, oh Kanha, you see, in Vrindavan there are many nice toys. What? Many toys in Vrindavan, that's why we are shifting. As soon as Krishna and Balaram hear this, they become very happy. Krishna smiles at Balaram, Balaram smiles back. Hey, we are going to Vrindavan because there are many toys over there. And just like when they hear that, when Krishna hears his good news, why we are shifting? Because there are many toys. Immediately Krishna jumps and goes and sits on the lap of Balaram. And then again they are smiling each other. Why they are smiling and happy? Because we will be having many toys now in Vrindavan. And they are both rolling and laughing and joyfully in the bullock cart. Then it is described further. Then Krishna, again, back on Mother Yashoda's lap. Then Krishna asks, oh Maya, which is this tree whose leaves are moving too much? Even at the little air they move. Mother Yashoda says, these are neem tree. You know, neem leaves, they always keep on moving. They are small. Then they go further and say, oh Maya, which is this tree which has thousands of eggs all over it? You can so Krishna Yashoda says, oh, that there is Audumbar tree. If you don't know, then you can go to our Lakshmiyan garden. A big tree is there. You can see the Audumbar. When they come, the fruits, they are like eggs all over the tree. So Krishna says, Maya says, that is Audumbar tree. Then Krishna says, Maya, which is that tree which has a long tail to its leaves. Leaves and a long tail. Maya says, oh, that is peepal tree. And then Kana says, Maya, what is that tree? Who has so many jatas coming down like Rishi Munis? So Yashoda says, oh, that is Vatavruksha. So Krishna is learning so many species. See, Krishna the knower who gives intelligence to Brahmaji to create. But now he is learning about the nature. Then they go further and they see some animals, they are jumping and running. Krishna says, which are the animals? They jump and run. He says, they are hiran, they are deers. Then after some time, they see these deers with big horns, with many branches. So Krishna asks, oh Maya, which is this animal which has like branches on their head? Tree branches. So Maya says, that is another species of deer. It is called sambar. So like that they go further. And they say, Maya, Maya, which is that bird? See, that is doing the sound, coo, coo. I don't know. Maybe some of you can do better. So, real coil will come in. Be careful. So anyway, so Maya says, oh, that is kokil, kuku. And what is this bird with big colorful feathers? Oh, Kana, that is mayur. In that way, Krishna is just observing the nice beauty of Gokul. And now, because they decided in the morning, they packed up everything, and now it's sunset time. When they reach the banks of Yamuna. I know I am finished off time, but in 2-3 minutes, a very beautiful description of how they crossed the Yamuna. So I'll describe that and then we'll end. So in that they all set up tents, wonderful. Within minutes they set up a tent city. And there are 4 roads, main crossing, small roads, marketplaces for selling things, buying things. People set up markets because people will require all those things to cook and everything. And the cows were put at one place. They sat down peacefully. What do you call it? What they call? Ruminating. And the bulls were relieved from the bullock cars. They were fed. They were made to drink water. They were given rest. And all those things. And light posts were put up. And the guards took their position on the road. And there, the guards were showing the moving people, citizens, that how they have skills to remain awake whole night. So that people can sleep peacefully. Otherwise they will have doubt whether the guard will remain awake or not. So that way, so now we have very good guards. They don't sleep in the night in our temple. But many years back, 20 years back, or maybe more, when there was only one guard in the night time, not this, another one. He was gun. He had a gun also in the night time. So he was there. And but in the night he would sleep very often from like 12:30 to 4 o'clock. So once our brahmachari in charge, he got up at the night 2:30 and he saw he's sleeping. He didn't do anything. He just stole his gun and went away. So next day he got up the morning and his gun is missing. He's supposed to guard the whole temple, but his gun is only missing. So anyway, things were sorted out. But here the sentinels were showing how they had the skills to remain alive for the whole night. And everyone, the birds went. There's a description of this camp, but I'm not going into detail of that. But next day morning, 3 hours before the morning, the women woke up. They churned the butter. They themselves bathed, dressed, performed puja, churned butter. They woke up the children, dressed them. And while doing that, their bangles and ankle bells were all making nice sound. All the devatas came to see this camp. And then, in the morning, after receiving the orders of Nanda Maharaj, they started to cross. So all the gopas first called their cows by their sound. And all the cows moved, responding to their calls. They came. And then all the gopas, made the cows enter Yamuna. And the big cows, they were swimming with their nose and hump on the above the water. Everything else was below the water. The tails, because it had become wet, they were hanging down and the cows were breathing heavily while they were swimming. And they, because the Yamuna also has strong currents, the cows slowly cross, but before the cows could cross, as the cows jumped in, the calves which were grown up, they also jumped. But because they did not have humps and like less friction, if you know swimming, they swam and they went ahead of their mothers. And they would look back and the mothers would say, don't worry, we are there. Swim on, swim on. Go on swimming. And the calves were ahead and the cows were behind and all of them crossed. Then the smaller calves, they also jumped in Yamuna. They went some distance, but they became afraid, fearful, and they came back. Then the cowherd men, the very small calves, they took on their neck. The front two legs of the calves they held with their left hand like this. And with the only one arm, with the small baby calves on their neck, they swam across. And the cows, the mothers of those small calves, were behind those men, worried. But anyway, they all crossed across. And the cows and the bulls, when the bulls were swimming, they had like more energy, more friction. But the waves were coming and with their horns, they were breaking the waves, the bulls. And they also crossed. Beautiful scene appeared. And then immediately, big, beautiful, excellent boats with covers came up. Like boats were like Nag Patnis. Like their boats decorated on the both sides, like this Nag Patnis. They came, beautiful boats with gold and everything. And first all men said, their discussion, the men should go or the luggage should go first. But first the men said, in the most beautiful boat, Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna, Balaram sat. And Krishna was amazed to look at the small, small waves of Yamuna. And so Krishna, he went on the edge of the boat and taking the hold with his left hand, with his right hand, he tried to locate the bottom of the boat. Put his hand below the boat and he was trying to locate where is the bottom. But he was holding with the right hand and like small children would do on the edge of the boat. And Baldev also joined him to locate the bottom of the boat. And Yashoda and Rohini could sense some danger. And they tried unsuccessfully to stop Krishna from their activity. Now the babies were very inquisitive to know the bottom. They are telling Yashoda and Rohini, they are trying to get them back, but they are not successful. Seeing this, Nanda Maharaj, he immediately boarded the boat, picked up Krishna and sat on the boat with Krishna on the lap. And that way, all the boats crossed. Then the boats came back. Planks were laid for the carts to be put up on the boat. All the carts crossed. And in that way, whole party crosses. Lot more description. But enough of Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.